G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 69 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is titled Officer versus Soldier. I don't mean to say that let's look at why officers are better than soldiers or why soldiers are better than officers in any way whatsoever. All I'm going to talk about is the different job roles or different roles that officers and soldiers have within special operations. The reason why I had someone in my selection group ask about this and wanted me to sort of lay out the differences. All right. So that's what I want to do in this quick podcast. All right. I'm not going to say which one is better. That's for you to decide. If you're already in and you're already an officer, that's, you know, your choice is already made. Okay. You can't really go back, hand in your rank and become a digger. If you're a digger or you're a soldier, you can always then put in to become an officer. Okay. Which is one of the things I wanted to talk about. But basically in SF, if you're an officer, if you go down that path, we need good officers. So if you want to go down that path, I encourage you to do so. A couple of points. Your main role as an officer is planning and leadership. You will get some time on the tools. Obviously, you're going to do Rio. You may get some specialist courses. I had an officer in my sniper course. I don't think they do that anymore. So don't think that that's going to happen. You're probably not going to get all these special quals up, but you're certainly going to do all the courses on Rio. And like I said, you'll get some time on the tools, but it's not your primary role. Your primary role isn't to be kicking in doors, jumping out of planes, blowing shit up and shooting bad guys, all right? Your role is to plan those missions and lead, okay? Lead the platoon, all right? Or lead the company. As a platoon commander, that's where you're going to get most of your time actually, you know, in the trenches, for lack of a better saying, but actually on the tools, out completing missions. You'll do that as a platoon commander, okay? And that's where you're probably, if you're going to get in the thick of it, that's where it's going to happen generally, and you get 2 to 3 years as that. Then you're moving on, then you're moving up in command as well, up in rank, all right? So you get those 2 to 3 years as a platoon commander doing all the real cool shit, but that's about it. And then I would say as an officer, you probably get good opportunities post the army in Civvy Street, okay? So again, your main role, planning and leadership. Like I said, you might be in circumstances when you're on the ground completing missions where you're getting some rounds off, okay? You might having to clear some compounds, all right? But again, that's not really your main role. Your main role is to plan and lead. And also, you're not going to be always out there with the troops, okay? For example, when I was in snipers, we didn't have an officer, all right? So we were run by the corporal, who was a TL, and the sergeant, who was a TL. So they did all the planning, and then we're out there completing the missions by ourselves, okay? And even as a platoon commander, if you've only got one platoon out there on the ground, you might not even go with them, okay? So again, that's your role, planning and leadership. In the other ranks, or the soldier role, your main role is kicking in doors and shooting bad guys and jumping out of planes and blowing shit up. All right, and you're going to be open to all the different specialist roles, and you will get into planning, especially once you move up in rank, okay? So once you start to get Lance Jack and Corporal and Sergeants, those guys plan heavily, all right? Particularly in those specialist roles like Sniper, okay? You're going to do all the planning. But you'll be on the tools for a lot longer than officers, okay? You'll be on the tools as a digger, as a Lance Jack, as a Corporal, as a Sergeant. It's probably not going to be until you get to Platoon Sergeant and above, like CSM, that you're kind of off the tools there, right? So you've got a lot more time actually on the tools doing cool shit, okay? So basically, officers, you're there to plan ORs, you're there to execute the mission. Sometimes platoon commanders will get some rounds off, but that's not your primary role. ORs will have many more years on the tools, and then they'll get into the planning side once they move up in rank. If you want to mainly plan and lead, go officer. If you want to kick in doors, jump out of planes and blow shit up, and also lead and plan a little bit later on, go digger. Remember this though, as a digger, you can always transfer, put in to become an officer. Do officer school, go to Duntroon and become an officer. So basically get the best of both worlds, all right? And I think that's a pretty fucking cool way to do it, especially if you're not sure, all right? As an officer, you can't really hand in your rank and then become a digger, right? I've known officers that have tried to do that, but you can't really do that, okay? So if you're already an officer, like I said at the start, that's it. You're going down that role, going down that pathway. And good luck with that, because again, we need good officers. And I would say it's harder to get through selection as an officer for various different reasons, okay? But if you are unsure, again, if you are unsure which way to go, go in as a digger first, all right? And then transferred officer later, all right? Like I said, you get the best of both worlds. But that's it for this short episode of basically the difference between officers and soldiers, or like the title suggests, officer versus soldier. I'm not saying to go either way. Both roles are important. But again, if you're unsure, I'd say best go digger first and then look at going officer later. If you've got any questions, make sure you hit me up. Email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram, which is reese_dowden. Or make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection. Come and join my school group. Number of other links there, free resources to help you prepare for selection. All right, hope you got something out of this, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.